We are learning Masechta Zion on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning 14 lines from the bottom of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, Omer of Yitzchak. We're going to talk about different halachas of asking your friend forgiveness in order to get a kapara on Yom Kippurim. Omer of Yitzchak, kol manknet es chaveiroi, anyone who wrongs his friend, I feel a bit varim, even just with words. He insults his friend just with words. Tzarech l'faisi. He has to go apologize and ask forgiveness. Shenema b'ni. The pasuk says like this: Bani, if you became an arav for your friend and you told him you're going to take care of his loan, or nekashta beimrei picha nekati beimreficha, or you insulted him, I say zois efei bani veinotzel ki basa bekafriecha leches rapes rahavriecha. And the Gemara explains now the pasuk. What does the pasuk mean? Im mamon yesh biyadecha. If you have money from him and you owe him money now, you did something wrong in the moment, in monetarily. Open up your hand and pay him back. But if not a money thing, it's an insulting thing. Insulted him with words. Then what do you do? Bring friends, which means apologize and try to make it good. You have to go three times with three people. With Shadama, how do we know? It says the pasuk Yashar al Nashim, and that Lashon Yashar is a Lashon of Shura, and Shura is at least three people. But Yoimei, say to him, Chatasi, I did something wrong. V'yashar Havisi, and I made the straight crooked. V'lo Yishavali, and it wasn't worth it. So these are three Lashonis, which is a raya. They have to do three times, you have to ask Mechila, with three people. That's what Rav Chisda says. Om Rav Yisrael Chanina, Kol Vakesh Menu Chaveiroi, if you ask forgiveness from your friend, don't ask more than three times. Shenema, it says in the pasuk when the brothers went to ask mechila from Yosef HaTzadik after Yaakovina was nifted, it says Shenema, ono sono v'ata sono. It says no three times. Ono no. So you see that you shouldn't do more than three times. Now in the halacha, it's a big machlokes if you're allowed to do more than three times. And we'll speak this out on my base. If you're allowed to do more than three times. It says, here it's master, you shouldn't do more than three times. If the person dies, and you didn't ask him forgiveness, what do you do? Maybe Asar Adam, you bring 10 people, a million of people, you go on his cave, you say, and to this person, that I did something wrong to him, why need a minion? So they say, since you're saying, when you mention Hashem's name, you should have a minion. The Gemara brings a ma'isa now. Rav Yirmiyah Rav Milsa Rav Abba Hadei. Rav Yirmiyah had insulted Rav Abba in a certain way. Rav Abba had a tain on him. So Ozal, he went now to go ask Mechila for Rav Abba. Ozal, Esav Adosha, the Rav Abba, he comes to the front door, he's waiting there. And all of a sudden, the door opens, out comes the Gaita. Behind the Shadi Amsemaya, and she's throwing out the water, the dirty water that they used in the house. And she's pouring out the water. Behind the Shadi Amsemaya, Motu Zrufe de Maya Resha, some of it dripped on his head. Oh, so he's like, wow, ooh. He got some drip from this pail. Oh my, sunika ashba. They may make me into garbage. Kara nafshei, my ashba is yarem evyon. The evyon was picked up from the garbage. So Rav Abba heard some screaming from the outside. Shom Rav Abba, but nothing happened. He came out. On Malay, hashu chikhan mefagadai talk. Now I have to ask you, Mechila, because this happened to you. The chsiv, leich is rapes, rabbiyacha, go be maisa friends, go ask Mechila. And of course, they made up, but this was the maisa. He came there, he got his own bzionis, and Rav Abba felt he had to ask Mechila now. That's how two tzaddikim deal with these things. Rav Zeira, kehali milsa bahadi inish, whenever he had some argument, he had highness on someone. So have a chalav tanel kamei umam tzilei. He used to walk by him a few times, a bunch of times. Keichi the neisiv nefik levedaita in order to give the guy a chance to apologize and ask mechila. So look more about a very famous story. Rav had the milsa v'had yahu tavcha. Rav had a certain maisa with a butcher who insulted him. He didn't come every kippah. So Rav said, you know what? I'll go to him. This is the God of Adar. He said, you know, I'll go to him to give him a chance to ask mechila. I'll go to mifayis him. Rav Huna met Rav going. Amalei lechikaz lamar. Where are you going? Amalei lefusei plaina to go be mifayis to go appease the butcher. I'm telling you, Abba, Rav's name is Abba, and you are going to kill someone. You're going to land up killing someone. Also, okay, come. So Rav goes to the butcher. Ailua, he goes up into the butcher. Have a Yosef, a Kapali Reshe. the butcher was in the middle of breaking the head of an animal. He was busy banging it with a hammer to take it apart. Dolly Ein, he picks up his eyes. V'chazi, sees who look who's here. Rav. And you don't call Rav by his first name. But Amalei, the butcher goes, Abba, what are you doing here? Zil, less than Milsavad. I don't know. What do you want from me? I have nothing to do with you. V'hadi kopali reisha, while he's banging this head of the animal, what happened was, Ishtamet Garma, a bone came flying out, the machia bekuye hit him in the neck, the katle, and he killed him on the spot. So you see, Taka, because of Zoyin to Mindacham, is very dangerous to Mivazah to Mindacham. He was, first of all, he didn't ask Mechila, and second of all, he called him Abba'at, and therefore, he got, the Rav Shach says, he was Mida Kneg Mida, therefore, killed him in his throat because he talked the wrong way. He was insulting people, and he was saying Abba'at, therefore, Mida Kneg Mida, he got killed through his neck. Another Maisa, Rav Apostik Sidre Kabed Rabbi Ayil. Rav was being Mavasedro, or saying over, or laning, or saying, learning, something with the Tarish of Iksav, he was learning in front of Rebbe. Rebbe was Rav's Rebbe. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the last Tana, was Rav's Rebbe. Rav is the first Amorayim, Rav is Tano Apollo, because Rav is a halfway a Tana, halfway a Amorayim. So Rav Apostle Sidra Kameh the Rebbe. Ayil, also Rav Chia, Rav's uncle Rav Chia, also was a Talmud of Rebbe. Also Rav Chia came, it walked in the middle of the laning, middle of the learning. So he went back to the beginning again. Hodla Reisha. He went back to the beginning because someone walked in. It's like when Moshe walks in, he starts again. Hodla Reisha. Ayel Bar Kapara. Hodla Reisha. Bar Kapara walks in, you go back, he went back to the beginning. Also, Rav Shimon Rebbe. Hodla Reisha. Rav Shimon Rebbe came in. All these are Tamidim of Rebbe. Rav Shimon is the son of Rebbe. Yeah, Rav Chia walks in, he goes back to the beginning. Rav Kapara walks in, goes back to the beginning. Rav Shimon Rebbe walks in, goes back to the beginning. Now Rav Chanina, who was also bigger than Rav, and also a Talmud of Rebbe, also Rav Chanina, Vachoma, Omakuli Hai, I can't go back again. For the fifth time, I can't go back again. So Loi Ha, they didn't go back. My answer, Rav Chanina wasn't happy. Ikvar Rav Chanina. Rav Chanina was insulted. For everyone else to go back, not for me. Also, Rav Legabe Tleisim Mal Yom Kippurim. Rav went to him 13 Yom Kippurim V'lo Yafayis, and he was not appeased. Went to 13 Yom Kippurim, he was not appeased. Freid Amar Kash V'Hechi Amar Achi. How could the Rav go back 13 times? Amar Rav Yosef Rechnina Kol Vakish Metoich Mechaver. Anyone ask Mechila from his friend? I Vakish Ben Yosef Shalosh Pam. Shouldn't do more than 3 times. And for the Gemara, Rav Shiny. Rav is different. So how does Rashi say? Rashi is Machma Hoylatzman. So when you're in this sugya, you're allowed to ask more than 3 times. You want to be a machmi, you can ask more than 3 times. That's the way Rashi learns the sugya. If you look at the Brein Chananel, those who have a Brein Chananel, he's different gears a little bit. He says, Rabboi Shani, that Aval Talmud Bahade Rav Shani, Kloim of Rav Chanino, Rabbi Sharavha. Since Rav Chanino was bigger than Rav, is a Rabbi Sharav, therefore you have to ask more than 3 times. So there's 2 ways to learn. Either you're allowed to ask more than 3 times if you want to machmi yourself, or Rabbi by a Rebbe is different. Rebbe, you have to ask more than 3 times. And we pass the Shulchan Aruch that by a Rebbe, you have to ask more than 3 times. But by a regular person, in a Zaka Kloy is a law. So it's mashmai that it could. That's how the Mishmeru's Medayik and Sifkat Nvav, the Tuf Reish Zayin, Sifkat Nvav, that it could go more than 3 times. I think it's Tuf Reish Vav's Sifkat Nvav, hey, or Vav. It's even Tuf Reish Vav. Rav Chanina, what about Rav Chanina himself, was not Makabal, he did not accept the apology. How could he do that? Anyone who's maver on his midas, which means he's easygoing and he gets appeased, then Hashem will be to do the same thing for his averus. So why would a tzaddik like that not let himself not accept the apology? Ella, Rav Chanina had a chazman. Rav Chanina chel mechazilei l'rav d'zakvu v'dikla. He had a dream and he saw Rav hanging from a palm tree. V'gamiri, and we know, the chol the zakfu bedikla. If you see a dream that you're hanging from a palm tree, reisha haba, you're going to be a Rosh Hashiva. And right now, Rav Chanina was Rosh Hashiva, and he figured that if Rav becomes Rosh Hashiva, it means he's going to die, and he didn't want to die so fast. Omar shemamin abayil mev Rosh Hashiva. He's supposed to become Rosh Hashiva. The difference of loya fais, he did not get accept apology, and therefore he forced Rav to move out. Rav had to move to Bavel, and therefore he didn't have a chance to become Rosh Hashiva here. He became Rosh Hashiva in Bavel, and therefore he didn't take away his job. You figure like this, if he didn't get accept apology, then Rav will feel very comfortable to stay in Eretz Yisrael. If he stays in Eretz Yisrael, I have a dream, he's coming Rosh Hashiva. He's coming Rosh Hashiva, who's getting losing his job? Rav Chanina. He's going to die. It's Kuch Nefesh. So he's going to die. No, that's what the Gemara says. You have to know, when you're that big, you have to... So therefore, he said he's not going to accept the apology, and he'll go to Bavel and be Rosh Yeshiva in Bavel. He said, "Levad mimirav." I guess. Tana Rabbanim. We'll learn about Tilzaka soon. Hopefully today and today's daf we'll learn about Tilzaka. It's not first, but we'll learn it up. Tana Rabbanim. Mitzvahs vidu erev yom kippurim im chashecha. It's coming up. Tana Rabbanim. Mitzvahs vidu erev yom kippurim im chashecha. There's a mitzvah of vidui erev yom kippur. You want to come into yom kippur with a clean slate, and therefore im chashecha, which means right now, which means when you makabel yom kippur, tais yom kippurim, right after you eat, you should say vidui. No, you should do vidu before you eat and drink. That's why we say it by mincha before the suda. Maybe you're going to get drunk by the suda, because in those days the main drink was wine, and they drank wine by the suda, and therefore they're going to get drunk. They're not going to be able to say the vidu properly. Even though you said vidu before you eat and drink, you should again say vidu afterwards. After eat and drink, maybe something happened in the Suda, Advar Avera. We'll just stop here. What does it mean, after you eat and drink, you should say vidui? Because maybe something happened wrong in the Chayt. It means, sounds like you say vidui after the eating and drinking. So most Rishonim learn, it means by Ma'ariv. You say vidui by Ma'ariv. The Ramban, on the other hand, says, no, it means like it says. It means after the Suda, before davening, you do vidui. That's the Ramban sheet. Lamaisa, we paskin like the other Rishonim, like the Ramban, they say vidui at night. But the Mishbura says it's kedaiti machme on the Ramban, and to say vidui even after the meal. And he says that's pshat why we say tefillah zaka. That's how the Mishbura says. And that's why we say tefillah zaka to get in that vidui. So the main part of tefillah zaka is, this is one of the main parts, is the vidui also of the tefillah zaka, which is to mekayim the sheet of the Ramban that says after the suda also you do vidui. Even though he said vidu by Ma'ariv, is vada shachris. He's doing vidu again by shachris. Shachris, vada musaf. He's doing vidu by musaf again. By musaf is vada mincha. He said vidu by mincha again. By mincha is vada by neila. He do again vidu by neila. By heichon amru, where do you say vidu in davening? Yochid achat tefilasa. Yochid says after his tefila, before the kain tzar. By shliach tzibur amru beemta. Shliach tzibur says it in the middle of the tefila, like we say it. In the middle of the tefila, we say the vidui of Shliach Tzibur. My Omar, what is the vidui? So there's a lot of different shittas here. What exactly is this vidui? Omar Rav, the vidui is Ati Yedeya Rozei Olam. The vidui is that you say Ati Yedeya Rozei Olam, which is the we say this before the Achet. We say Ati Yedeya Rozei Olam is Halumai Sisrei Kolchai Ati Chavis Kolchai Debaten Uvoichen Kloyes Vleiv Indov Nel Mecca. That's the nusach we say. V'shmul Amar Yisei Mimakei Halev. Rashi says Tfilihi. The Rishash writes on this that it's a Pella, we don't have his Tfil anymore. It says all the other Tfilas Gemara's going to mention, we have. Besides V'shmul's Mimakei Halev, we don't have. The Rishash, I was reading the Lashon Rishash, interesting Lashon, he writes, and he says, like it's a Pella, that we don't have it anymore. He says, L'Pella Ba'inai, Shenishmat Vidu Zeb Menusach Seyed Tfilaseinu, Val Kein Lo Yadana Mahu. We don't know what this Mimakei Halev is. That's the pasuk we say, and that's part of the vidu. Which means we say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kaveseinu Rabu Milimnois Vechataseinu Otzmu Mesaper. That's also we say that pasuk sometimes. We say that. That part of vidu also as well. Rav Nunama Alekai Achshel Nitzarti Nekadai Achshel Nitzarti Kilo Nitzarti. We also say this in our vidu after Alchet. Ofani Vechayek Kavachem Misosai Reinif Fanecha Kichli Malibusho Chlima Yirotzem Fanecha Shloi Echta Oid. That which means that we daven Hashem. We shouldn't do any more averus. Mashach Tosef Fanecha Mechoyik Brachamecha Rabim Avaloi Aidei Surim Vechelo Amram. I added some extra words because that's how I was reading out of the Siddur. V'hainu vidu the Rava Kula Shas. This is a vidu the Rava that he said it all year round. He said it by the Kain Tzar every single day. He said this vidu. But Rav Amnuna Zuta b'Yom Kippur. Amnuna Zuta said on Yom Kippur. Omer Mazutra Lo Yamar. All these viduyim is only negay for someone that Lo Yamar v'Nachnu Chatanu. Because he didn't say that we did averus. He said that lashon Nachnu Chatanu. Ava Omer Ava Nachnu Chatanu Suloi Tzarich. You don't need anything else. The Omer Bar Amdudi have a kamina kamei the Shmuel. I was standing in front of Shmuel, Vav Yosef, and he was sitting. He stood up. Why? Because you have to stand by Bidui. And Omar, that's the Ikka Bidui. Which means like this. When he was sitting the whole time, and he came to Avnach Katonu, he stood up. So you see two things that Ran speaks out. See two things. First of all, you see that's Vidui, and you have to stand for Vidui. And number two is you see that when the Shliach Tzivi says Vidui, you have to say Vidui as well. And that's Tak Aminik. When Shliach Tzivi says Vidui, we say Vidui well. You see from here, because he stood up and said Vidui also. If it wasn't him saying Vidui, he'd stand up. He also says Vidui then. So you see those two things. And he's saying the Iker Vidui is just saying Avnach Katonu, that is Yoytze the Iker Vidui. And we'll stop over here. Mitzvah Hashem, on tomorrow's shir, we will start from Tanan Hassam and Mitzvah Hashem finish Masechta Yumah.